CDC, critical workforce exposed to coronavirus may return to work. By Charlie Spiring on April 9, 2020. The Centers for Disease Control on Wednesday unveiled new guidelines for members of the critical workforce exposed to the coronavirus. Asymptomatic workers exposed to the virus may return to work, officials explained, provided they wear a face mask, take their temperature before entering their workplace, and continue to practice social distancing. Director of the Centers for Disease Control Robert Redfield revealed the new guidelines on Wednesday at the White House press briefing. "We've really looked at the essential workforce and how to maintain that workforce, particularly at this time as we begin to get ready to reopen and have confidence in bringing our workforces back to work," Redfield said. Previously, some recommendations sent possibly infected individuals into immediate quarantine for 14 days, even without symptoms. Several Republican senators immediately separated themselves after having contact with Senator Rand Paul, who tested positive for the virus. The new guidelines provide an example of what returning to work could look like for other Americans once control of the virus is secured. But officials warn that employees showing symptoms of the virus should remove themselves from the workplace. "We want them to stay at home if they're sick," Redfield said. "We want them not to share objects that would be touching their face. And we would like them not to congregate in break rooms, lunch rooms, and crowded places." Read the full guidance below.